Martin Report.
The Trinidad and Tobago Attorney General says there's a hitman out to kill him. Guyana's capital city is hard hit by a strike by municipal employees. And Antigua tells its Caribbean neighbors, show us some respect. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A spokesman for the business sector in Trinidad and Tobago today scoffed at allegations by Attorney General Ramesh Maraj that a financial group plans to kill him. It's the latest twist to the infighting in the ruling party. Mr. Maraj made the announcement hours after Prime Minister Bas Diop-Pandey took away parts of his portfolio. Mr. Pandey is said to be reacting in a measured way to criticisms made by Mr. Maraj of prime ministerial appointments and the way the government has been handling allegations of corruption. Tony Fraser has the latest in a tussle that is threatening the stability of the government.
The Attorney General made the revelation yesterday from his constituency office in central Trinidad amongst hundreds of his supporters. He was again attempting to avoid direct reference to his prime minister when a reporter asked him if it were true that he had received a death threat.
I said I had information that a financial group, I do not know the group, has retained a hitman or hitmen in order to take the life of the Attorney General.
And while he resisted saying whether he had passed on the information to the police or indeed to his prime minister, who is...